But when he had reached the outskirts of the wood, he heard from a thicket a cry as of someone in pain, and forgetting his own sorrow, he ran back to the place, and saw there a little hare caught in a trap that some hunter had set for it. And the Star Child had pity on it, and released it, and said to it, "I am myself but a slave, yet may I give thee thy freedom." And the hare answered him and said, "Surely thou hast given me freedom, and what shall I give thee in return?" And the Star Child said to it, "I am seeking for a piece of white gold, nor can I anywhere find it, and if I bring it not to my master, he will beat me." "Come thou with me," said the hare, "and I will lead thee to it, for I know where it is hidden, and for what purpose." So the Star Child went with the hare, and lo, in the cleft of a great oak tree, he saw the piece of white gold that he was seeking. And he was filled with joy, and seized it, and said to the hare, "The service that I did to thee, thou hast rendered back again many times over, and the kindness that I showed thee, thou hast repaid 100-fold.
"Nay," answered the hare, "but as thou dealt with me, so I did deal with thee."
And it ran away swiftly, and the Star Child went towards the city. Now, at the gate of the city there was seated one who was a leper. Over his face hung a cowl of grey linen, and through the eyelets his eyes gleamed like red coals. And when he saw the Star Child coming, he struck upon a wooden bowl, and clattered his bell, and called out to him, and said,
"Give me a piece of money, or I must die of hunger, for they have thrust me out of the city, and there is no one who has pity on me."
"Alas," cried the Star Child, "I have but one piece of money in my wallet, and if I bring it not to my master, he will beat me, for I am his slave."
But the leper entreated him, and prayed of him, till the Star Child had pity, and gave him the piece of white gold.